Title: Edwin Fernandez's E-Portfolio. Image without alternative description. Begin heading level 2. Begin link: Edwin Fernandez's E-Portfolio openlab.citytech.cuny.edu. Begin heading level 3. Communication Design E-Portfolio. Image without alternative description. Begin heading level 1. Final edits and reflections, number 7 cumd 4900 internship. Begin heading level 2, finishing up banners and video and reflecting. Begin paragraph text, for this week I got some more input on the banners and the video that I was working on. My supervisor gave the feedback of changing the colors around on the banner. Instead of using two similar colors of blue together in the design, he suggested changing it to white in order to increase the contrast with the dark blue background. 300 by 250px banner ad. 300 by 250px banner ad with white text. The text changed is the U click, learn more and the logo type. My supervisor was accepting of changing the color of the logo itself to white in order to make it stand out more within the design, and the new addition of white makes things stand out much more when compared to the older design. Image without alternative description. Begin paragraph text, 728 by 90px banner ad. Image without alternative description. Begin paragraph text, 728 by 90px banner ad with white text replacing the light blue text previously used. The other banner received similar changes as well, but there were some other major changes made to this one alongside with changing the color of text. Here I decided to get rid of the image of the man celebrating and instead of him add in some text about the $1,000 donation to charity. The $4,000 text was increased in size and moved to the left. The "You click, we donate" tagline was sent to the right alongside with the button to learn more, and both were changed to a white color. The logo was then placed under the charity text and the text of the logo was changed to white as well. I also wanted to have the prize be more impactful, and I figured the best way to do that was by increasing the size of the prize money text. 120 by 1600px banner ad. 120 by 600px banner ad with white text. The final banner also received similar changes to the other banners. The light blue color was changed to white on the tagline and on the logo. In this case there weren't many other changes made to it apart from the blue. The same treatment was done for the GIF as well. As for the final video, I increased the time of some parts of the video in order to be easier to read, as I had the video play a little too fast for people to read. Begin heading level 3, begin link, thevideodrive.google.com. Begin heading level 2, reflecting on the internship experience. Begin paragraph text, working for Giving Forward was very interesting. The actual design process was done in tandem with reaching out to influencers, crafting messages that could be sent out to as many people as possible, all in an effort to get more people to sign up for the sweepstakes and donate money to charity. The experience of having to do some PR for the company was all very new to me, and I didn't expect to have to do this type of work for the organization. I volunteered to create the banners, a GIF, and also a video, and my progress with them was discussed on a weekly basis with one-on-one meetings with my supervisor, and the feedback given helped to shape what they required of me and how we should move forward. Weekly meetings with my supervisor and the leader of the organization also provided some insight and strategies for how to tackle the problem of getting people to sign up, and there was also a street event set up where the nonprofit partnered with the New York Blood Center to promote blood donations for World Blood Donor Day. There was a meeting discussing that event and where it would be located, and I joined the team there to give out drinks and promote the sweepstakes and the NEBC blood drive as well. It had very little to do with my major, but it was a change from what I was used to and allowed me to experience how some fundraisers and charity organizations do some of the work to spread awareness about their causes. These meetings also held me accountable to what I was working on for the organization, with revisions being made to my work and discussing what my plan would be for the week. Having to attend the weekly meetings also provided me with a chance to showcase what I was working on, and it was during these meetings that we received feedback on our work and what we should fix or change. The amount of work done for the internship was something that I didn't expect to have to do, such as sending out messages to influencers and doing some on-the-ground work handing out flyers and drinks to passerby. But it showed me that sometimes there are things that happen outside of the scope of my abilities that I have to tackle and learn from. Interning with this non-profit has been a great experience. I was given free rein to create whatever graphic work I needed in order to spread the sweepstakes as much as possible. The assets provided and the initial interview all showed me that there are different uses for graphic design. The work I created for the company is something that I'm proud of, and it is something that can be used by the organization in their efforts to raise money for other non-profits and charities that need it. And since I can also enter the sweepstakes, there's a chance that this unpaid internship might become a paid internship if I'm lucky enough. Translation and audio generated by software. Begin link, July 4, 2022 openlab.citytech.cuny.edu. Begin link, Edwin Fernandez openlab.citytech.cuny.edu. Begin link, coursework, openlab.citytech.cuny.edu. Begin link, internships openlab.citytech.cuny.edu. Begin link, blog, openlab.citytech.cuny.edu. Begin link, count 4900, openlab.citytech.cuny.edu. Begin link, internship openlab.citytech.cuny.edu. Begin link, proudly powered by WordPress, wordpress.org.